at the 2018 CUNA Marketing Business Development Council Conference.
Mouthful.
It is. That's a very large business card. Where you're right. Mia Perez. How are you, Mia?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's the, I know we're kind of getting started in this day and a half, second day. How's it going so far for you guys?
It's actually going great. Really? We're very excited. Awesome. We're in the same place we were 25 years ago. So we have...
This is 25th anniversary. I keep forgetting.
25th anniversary. Yeah. Largest attendee ever for us. So we're very excited. Well over 500 participants this year. Mm-hmm. Business development and marketing professionals, practitioners. So we've got a great group and a jam-packed agenda.
Indeed. And talking about jam-packed, this vendor area is jam-packed as well. Everyone's in their breakout sessions right now, which is why it's kind of quiet in here.
Exactly.
It's really nice. But there are vendor rows after rows after rows. So you guys are doing a good job there too.
And I tell you what, it's funny because whenever we have new attendees, we had our first-timer orientation on yesterday, and we tell them, this is a little bit different. This is peer interaction. This is a membership organization. And these folks are not, we don't call them vendors. We call them sponsors.
Right.
Because they truly are. They make this this conference
make it happen.
And these are the solution providers for marketers and business development professionals. So, and these are decision makers, the folks that are attending this conference. So it's a great place to be. Win-win for everyone.
Indeed, indeed. So talk about win-win for everyone. What are some of the expectations that you have for this conference?
Well, I tell you what, the biggest takeaway that we hear from our surveys year after year and what we expect this year as well is peer networking. Listen, you can buy every webinar, you can go to many other conferences, you can read books, but you can't have the peer interaction that you can have here. People are in a safe space. There are questions that you can't ask back at home, you can't ask around your boardroom table, but you're rubbing shoulders with people who do the same thing you do, in the same type of work that you do. These are the folks that if you have challenges, they have answers, and this is the place to do it. That's why they come. Yes.
Yeah. And there's still something to be said about the face-to-face meeting. We were just at the GAC. It seems like it was last week.
Right, exactly.
But I call it the big family reunion. But it's so cool to like see everybody again. You know, you do this digital thing, you know, with email and maybe Skype or texting and all that type of stuff. But it's so cool to do a kind of a face-to-face.
It is.
There's nothing better.
It is because, you know, we tend to multitask all the time. You know, we're all on conference calls and there's something about being able to pull up a chair, grab a cup of coffee and sit down and say, Mike, listen, I'm really having this challenge. How do I face this in my shop? What are you doing? I know you're a superstar with this particular topic. How do you help me? And I tell you what, that's worth more than the price of admission. We hear that from everyone.
Yeah,
so,
Hey, I want to get your take on what was just launched in the opening session. This morning, open your eyes to credit unions. I want to get your take on that. What do you think?
I tell you what, so excited. I'll be honest, a little apprehensive at first because I tell you, we tend to, in this industry, focus on the people that we serve and we buy in. And one of the key messages that the researchers said to us was, this is an initiative not for us in this room, but for people who don't know us. Mm-hmm. And what we learned was we don't have an awareness challenge. We have a buy-in challenge, a consideration challenge with the consumer base. So very excited. I tell you, I am so thrilled with the creative, and I am eagerly anticipating the actual components that come out. Yeah, so we're all excited about it.
Yeah, I think a unified voice is something we've been kind of craving for quite a while now, and now it's a reality, it sounds like.
I tell you what, people have been asking for it. We hear it all the time from, you know, our constituents here in the Marketing and Business Development Council. They want it. It would really help all of us and propel our industry and what we do in this nation and help the consumers, the Americans that really need credit unions in their life today.
Indeed. And getting to the conference as a whole here, what are some takeaways that you want attendees to take back to their credit union and apply immediately? Kind of like, let's not put it on the shelf. Let's get going on it Monday morning. Let's get going on it. What are some of the things that you see?
Great point. And sometimes when we are in, you know, Patrick was joking that there's about 800 breakout sessions. Sometimes when we're inundated with so much information and we get right back to our shops and we have 100 emails and voicemails and we tend to forget. So what I encourage participants to do is, listen, there's a lot of information, but find three key takeaways.
Yeah, good idea.
And think about how you can implement those. And some of the best sessions you're going to find, the peer Q&A panel. It's a focus on BD this year. So folks that are really struggling with business development challenges, that's where they can get some answers. Find a solution there, take it back, but stick with three. Otherwise, you'll be overwhelmed.
Indeed. And kind of a wrap-up question here is like, kind of what do you foresee kind of in the marketing and business development for the rest of 2018? And just kind of using this conference as a springboard for that.
I tell you what, we're seeing, we're really, I keep saying this, but marketers are really transitioning from the right brain creative to the left brain analyst. And so we're focusing more on how to take data and have that dance nicely with the campaign management that we do in our space. And really, listen, we have to pay attention to what's happening with fintech and artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. Consumers are already used to that. Yeah. How are we applying that in what we do in our own shops? Mm-hmm. Because consumers have that same expectation when they do their banking. And so we've got to get on board.
Yeah, it's the Amazon effect. We all they've raised that bar so high.
That's right.
And we all have to go up to that bar too.
Listen, if we have to click twice, it's too much,
exactly.
Right? So definitely.
How spoiled are we, you know?
It's a challenge.
All right, Mia, thank you so much. Great
thank
message
you.
To end on. Well done.
Thanks.
Keep up the good work. The show
Appreciate
is, I think, is a success already. So well done.
Thank you.